But he will go.
What? He goes too. I won't go.
If he goes with you.
Oh. Would you say you won't go without he goes or unless he goes or?
Unless he goes.
And you say, I had a choice of two things and I was going to do this, but then I decided I'd do that in what of this? I decided I'd do that in.
Instead of this.
And one of the largest Protestant churches in the South, the Protestant denominations, is.
What's the question now?
What are some of the larger Protestant denominations in the South? It's the Methodist Church and what else?
The Catholic Church, wasn't it?
Uh-huh.
The one of the largest in the South.
But what about Protestant churches?
Methodist?
Mm-hmm.
Baptist? No, there's not a lot of Baptists. Is there a lot of Baptists in the South?
Yeah. Say two people become members of the church. You say they what the church? They
joined.
And you go to church to pray to
God.
And the preacher preaches the
Bible.
Or he delivers the
gospel.
Uh-huh. Or what else do you call that? When he speaks. That's the
sermon.
And the choir and the organist provide the
music.
And if you really like the music, you'd say it was just
terrific.
Okay. And or another way of saying something is very pretty. You could say it's
very nice.
Or it's just
fine. Just great.
What would you say about a painting that you liked? You'd say it was, if it's very pretty, you'd say it was
fabulous.
Okay, or would it start with a B?
With a B?
Uh-huh. What would you say, a person that's very, very pretty, you'd say that she's
beautiful.
And the enemy of God is called the?
The devil.
Any other names for him?
The diablo.
What would you tell children was going to come get them if they didn't behave?
I never did.
Did you ever hear of that?
Yeah. The devil's going to get them.
Did you ever hear of the booger man?
Yeah. What is a booger man?
Uh-huh.
A black man? Would he be?
Is that the same as the devil or?
No. I would call two separate things.
Mm-hmm.
The devil would be the devil. And the booger man, I guess, would be just a black, ugly man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not on earth.
Uh-huh. What do people think they see around the graveyard at night to frighten them?
Ghosts.
And a house that people are scared to go in. They say it's
haunted.
And you tell someone, you better put a sweater on. It's getting
cool.
Or
chilly.
And you say, well, I'll go with you if you really want me to, but
I'd rather not go.
And if you hadn't seen a good friend of yours in a long time, what would you say when you saw him? You'd say,
I'm very glad to see you.
Okay. Did you ever say you're proud to see him? Did you ever use that?
No.
And say if someone says something sort of shocking, you might say, why, the very, what of you saying that? The very
thought.
Or the very I. The very what of you saying that?
I'm lost.
And I'm seeing it's the very idea of.
No, I wouldn't use it. That, no.
How would you use that?
No, just the very idea of you saying that.
Uh-huh. Well, say if a friend of yours says good morning. What might you ask him then? If you're asking about his health, you'd say.
How's your health? How do you feel?
Okay. And when you're introduced to a stranger, what might you say?